This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
Better late than never. It's the Decibel Geek Podcast. How's it going, everybody? Sorry we're a little late this week, but we got something special lined up for you. Oh, by the way, I'm Aaron Camaro, joined as always by Chris Sinzak.
Evening.
How you doing, man?
Good. We had a lot of fun last week when we basically ditched our plans for what we were going to record and just decided to talk to our favorite people in the world, and that is you.
You guys. Yeah, that's right. This is what you're going to get today is kind of an experiment, and we might tweak this and change it and revisit it later on down the line, but this was our first run at it, and basically what we're doing today is called Rock and Rolodex.
Yeah, so what we did is we basically went through our, we sat down to record, and we both realized that, you know, but we were going to do another year in review show, and that it is coming.
It is.
But the night, we basically life has gotten in the way. We've had weather issues, family issues, cats and dogs issues, all kinds of issues around everything around us. But it was like, and Aaron had this idea, like, why don't we just have some fun? And it was basically a thing that you used to do in radio, right?
Kinda, sorta. Yeah, you know, in radio, you'd open up the phone lines
right.
to take requests. Well, we weren't supposed to, but I did.
Right.
You know, that's why I enjoy doing this so much, you know? So it's a little something to give back to the people that we're friends with. And it kind of started out as, hey, let's just look at our Rolodexes. Let's look at it in our phones. Let's call people that we think are going to pick some cool songs and, you know, just surprise them and let them play DJ tonight.
Yeah, and so for you younger listeners, a Rolodex was basically it was a contact list and like this circle thing, and it's before the internet. That's what people would use for their phone numbers.
Right. So what we actually use as a Rolodex today is just scrolling through your contacts on your phone,
on our phone, and on our Skype list.
And actually, halfway through it, you know, we were doing pretty good, and we were calling people we knew and stuff, and just having fun. And then we got to a point where it's like, okay, well, now who should we call?
Yeah.
It's like, well, let's go on Facebook and open it up, you know, and the people that just happened to be paying attention at that moment responded with their phone numbers, and we gave them a call, and in most cases, we got the phone number right.
Yeah, and you're going to hear from other podcasters, you're going to hear from listeners, you're going to hear from rock and rollers, you're going to hear from a wrestler, even
a professional wrestler.
Yeah,
even.
So you'll hear some familiar names.
I
and
got some cool
some
people
not
in
some.
My Rolodex.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know it.
And so before we get into the calls,
and a huge surprise at the end that I can't even believe picked up the phone.
Yeah, and we'll share the story of how that came about. So let's do Geeks of the Week before we get started. Great response to last week's episode with Jay Hot Sam Barth. That was a lot of fun having him on to talk about the early Kiss days and being the front of house sound mixer. And Kiss fans always love that stuff.
I loved it, man.
It was fun.
I enjoyed the hell out of that. That was a great story. That dude was awesome.
He was. And yeah, we'll be in touch with him more in the future. So the people that shared on Facebook and retweeted on Twitter, these are the people that did that. Todd Cunningham, Joe Royland, David Alpazar, David Stonich, Mark Alden Taylor, Jeff Hoagland, Warren Money, James Brendan Dunn, Joel Hebensberger, Jay Barth. The man himself shared
Heck
it.
Yeah, Hot Sam.
Chris Karam, Ian Wadley, Shane Aber, Wally Norton, Derek Novak, Corey Nallen, Ben Mitchell, Trevor McDougal, Robert Foster, Matt Bradshaw, Joe Lascon, Mark Lowe, Brent Tibbetts, Brent Walter, Andrew Jacobs, Howard Tate, Sit and Spin with Joe, Dave Shirt shared it. Man, he never shares our stuff.
He's a machine.
Greg Woody Embry, Mark Edwards, Jimmy Love, Brant Cattell, Chad Pollock, Hoops, Rock and Roll GPS, Dave Stell, The Kiss Room, HK Collectibles, Billy Hardaway, Hot Metal Magazine, Raw Magazine, Faces Rocks Magazine, Loudmouth, Daniel Chaput, Jack Broad, and Viking Girl.
Very cool. That is our marketing department. Those are the people putting out the word on the streets for us, and we appreciate it so very much.
We absolutely do. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play some of these calls, and basically, we asked every single person the same question.
Yes, and you might think about this for yourself, or maybe if we do this again, but we'll probably come up with new questions. But for today, the question was, if the almighty power came down from above and said, you may only choose one band or artist to listen to for the rest of your days, who would it be?
Yeah, and then we also got a song pick from each one.
Yes.
So you're going to hear music and calls, and it's hopefully a lot of fun for you. It was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, it was.
So we're going to do these in batches. The first ones you're going to hear are Jeff Crippler Daniels, who's a professional wrestler that Aaron knows, Andrew Jacobs, who everyone should know from our Facebook fan page. He's written for us and everything. Big super fan of podcasts. Warren Money, who writes for the site. Jack Broad, listener of the show. Billy Hardaway, who's no stranger to the show.
Everybody loves and knows Billy.
Ian Wadley of the Rock and Metal Combat podcast. Brian Ingridson, a listener to the show. JTB of JTB's Groovy Record Room. Mitch LaFon, you all know who that is. And we're going to close out this segment with Ryan Cook of Hair of the Dog and Big Rock Show.
only so much ass a man can kick in a lifetime, right?
29 years is plenty enough.
Hell yeah. All right, Jeff. And like I said, I've known you a long time. You're a rock and roller. And when we decided to do this, you're one of the first people I thought of to call. So what we're doing today is we're asking the question, if an almighty power came down from above and said to you, Jeff the Crippler Daniels, for the rest of your life, you can only listen to one band or artist, who would it be?
Well, only one?
Only one. You can only choose one.
Let me think for a second.
I know that's tough.
That's a tough one, brother. you know, really, it's not that tough. I would have to say with his birthday just a few days ago, it would have to be Nirvana.
Really?
Yes.
I pegged you as a Kiss man myself.
Nah, Kiss is okay, but if I could only choose one, I'd have to stick with some 90s grunge and go Nirvana.
Wow, man. I'd have never guessed it out of you. Jammin' yeah. Jeff Daniels picking the Nirvana.
Yeah, rock on.
All right, man. Any song in particular you can think of to plead the case as Nirvana is the greatest of all time?
Dumb.
Okay, man. Sounds good. That's what we're going to play.
I'm not that guy back in through town. The sun is gone. I have a light. The day is done. I'm having fun. I think I'm dumb. Maybe just happy. Think I'm just happy. Think I'm just happy. Think I'm just happy. My heart is broke. I have some good.
Hello?
Hey, Andrew.
What's up, Andrew?
Oh, hey, guys.
What are you doing?
Just hanging out. I'm getting ready to go over and to my parents' house and watch the Academy Awards with my brother.
Right on. Hey, listen, man. We're calling around. We're calling some of our friends today, and we got a very, very important question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. If an almighty power came down from above tomorrow and said you, Andrew Jacobs, can only listen to one band or artist for the rest of your days, who would you choose?
That's a very good question. And I would have to go with the Beatles.
The Beatles. That's a good classic pick. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I consider them and Frank Zappa my two favorite recording artists of all time. But if I had to choose just one, like I do in this case, I'm going with the Beatles.
Nice. You get plenty of material with the Beatles.
Yeah.
A lot of it. So if we're playing songs today and you want to pick a Beatles tune for us to spin on the Decibel Geek podcast, what is the call?
Oh, boy. again, another good question. Let me just try to think of one that a go-to for me. You know what? I'm going to go with Tomorrow Never Knows.
Nice.
Well, that's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah,
all right.
Kind of I think you guys have. In fact, I think you guys have maybe even played it on. I know you did it. You did a Beatles special where you played like a heavier, the heavier side of the Beatles or something. And I think that was actually played on there. So
I'm sure it was. But that's all right. It's a good enough song. We can spin it again.
Not a problem.
Cool.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, and I thank you for calling. I'm glad I could help you.
Cool. Nice. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, later, bye. Andrew.
Are we reaching? This is the USA calling. He just keeps hanging up.
Hello, Warren speaking.
Good morning.
Hey, mate. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's funny. It's evening time here. What time is it over there?
It is 8:08.
In the morning?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're like 14 hours ahead of us.
Whew.
Yes, it's yeah, it's very bright and early on my day off, so.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Well, we got you at the right time then.
Oh, God, yeah.
Cool.
Definitely. Well, so I haven't had a coffee yet, but that's okay.
That's all right. Well, Aaron, why don't you tell them what we're doing?
Okay, what we're doing today is we're calling around to our friends. We're putting the call out, and we just are goofing around having fun on the phone. But what we're doing is we're calling people, and we're asking an important question, a hypothetical question. And the question is this. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. If an almighty power came down tomorrow and said you, Warren Money, may only listen to one band or artist for the rest of your days, who would you choose?
Van Halen.
Van Halen, nice.
Roth era or Sammy era?
Yeah, let's break this down because it can be technical. Now, if we say band or artist, now you could say Sammy Hagar, and then you'd get everything Sammy Hagar ever done, solo, Van Halen, otherwise, but you wouldn't get the David Lee Roth era stuff. But if you pick David Lee Roth, you'd get all the David Lee Roth, but none of the Sammy, but all the David Lee Roth solo stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So if I'd you have pick, to say Sammy Hagar then.
So you'd go with Sammy Hagar, you'd take the Sammy solo and the Sammy Van Halen stuff and everything else he's done?
Yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Right on. That's a good pick.
It is a good pick. Now, if we're going to go further with this and you had to pick one Van Halen song to represent
or Sammy
this
Hagar,
band,
yeah.
Which one are you going to pick?
Top of the World.
Nice. Interesting. We got Jack Rod's number. He's a regular listener.
Is this my Decibel Geek brethren?
Yeah, it sure is.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing,
man? I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Jack. Good
here,
to talk
Chris
to you.
Chris here, too. Yeah.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good. It's good to finally talk to you.
Yeah, likewise.
Nice.
Okay, so you're probably wondering what the hell we're talking about.
Yes,
yeah, we're calling our friends and people we know, real rock and rollers, and we're asking them an important question. Are you ready for the question?
I'm ready.
All right, Jack. If the almighty power came down from the sky tomorrow and said you, Jack Broad, may only listen to one band or artist for the rest of your days, who would you choose?
Oh, God. Well, I'm a big Beatles fan.
Okay.
I love Zeppelin, too.
Yeah.
So they have to be in the running. I love Steely Dan. Wow.
Now you got
to
pick
I'm
one.
I'm going to have to go with the Beatles on this one.
Wow. We're going to get some double Beatles going on today. This might turn into
a
Beatles
just
episode.
Just for the scope of everything that they did. I mean, yeah.
Right, because if you pick the Beatles, you get a whole lot of catalog there.
Exactly, with a lot of different styles, and yeah, so I'm going to go with the Beatles.
Nice.
Good choice.
It's pretty, a stock answer, but...
Nothing wrong with that. You have to pick one band to listen to the rest of your life, you're going to pick something you like, right?
Right.
Exactly.
All right, man. That's awesome. Uh-huh. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
But if you're picking the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love the podcast.
Yeah. Well, before you go, if we're going to pick a song today by the Beatles to play, which one do you think we should spin?
Well, do you want to do something kind of heavy?
It's the Decibel Geek podcast, man.
Well, then it's got to be something like Helter Skelter.
That's a good choice.
Sounds good to me.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Stop.
Hello?
What's up, Billy?
Hey, dude.
What
I
need
it, please.
What are you
doing? Hey, man, what's going on?
What are you doing?
Nothing. Chilling out.
Yeah? You find any good records at any good thrift stores lately?
No, I'm kind of chilling on that. My I was told my record collection is big enough.
Yeah?
For right now.
Oh, man. You're going to have to build you a shed in the backyard to keep them in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, all right.
I'll get a storage unit and start putting some in storage.
All right, so here's the deal. The question is, if the Almighty came down today and said, Billy Hardaway, you have to pick one artist to listen to for the rest of your entire life, which one are you going to pick?
Jesus.
Exactly.
He's pretty good. He's come out with some good stuff over the years. I'll give you that. I know it's tough, right?
This is tough, man. Y'all should have given me like a week to think about this.
No.
No fun that way.
The almighty power comes down from above and says, you've got 10 seconds. Pick one.
If I say Nickelback, are you going to edit this out?
Fuck you.
I would have to say, dude, just because they're probably my favorite metal band as far as if you categorize music. I would probably have to say it's a tough pick, but I would have to say Iron Maiden.
Oh, nice.
Aaron was banking on Dokken.
Yeah.
It's real hard between them and, well, Dokken, I mean, dude, they only put out really three great albums, and
right.
I can't listen to those three albums for, I mean, if you gave me five picks, they might be number five, but with one, I would have to say Maiden with all the albums they put out.
Yeah.
I mean, that would do good. I wouldn't get tired of, you know, I could put it all on my iPod and put it on shuffle and
yeah.
It'd take a while before it started at number one again. So
you could mix it up.
I would
with
have
the,
to go with Iron Maiden.
That's
sorry,
a good
kid.
Pick.
It's all right. And you could mix it up with the Blaze Bailey stuff, right?
One of their best of albums has two good songs on it. So that's
okay. So
the two good songs on that album are on the best of album. So
okay. So you get to play DJ now. Which one song would you want us to play?
By Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Try not to go with something that everybody would pick.
Right. Good man.
I would have to say play "Stranger in a Strange Land."
That's a great
song. Somewhere in Time.
Yeah, great song.
That's
great,
a great
pick,
song,
Billy.
Man. Great deep cut that they never really play. So
cool. You got it.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Billy.
All right, guys.
Rock
out.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, is this Ian Wadley?
Yes.
Hey, man, this is Aaron Camaro. I just,
hey,
I was talking.
I
was talking to Chris Sinzak, and he tells me that you think that I got a problem with you over some sort of Facebook message
non accepted friend request.
That's it, non accepted friend request. What's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Explain to Aaron what it was that you messaged him that he hasn't seen yet.
I guess I haven't seen it. It must have gone into that other message folder or something.
No, I don't know. I just sent you a friend request like a while ago when I started talking to Chris.
Yeah?
And then I just made a joke. Like, I didn't know if it's because, you know, I made a joke about my mother. Even my mother wouldn't fuck a Packers fan.
Oh, what the hell kind of joke is that?
And if you listen to the show, you know mine and my co-host's mothers are whores.
Oh. But,
you know, they got standards.
I still think you got to change the name of the show to the Motherfucker Podcast. Because that's all
coming
the
soon.
Yeah, truth in advertising, right?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. If iTunes will allow that, we'll see.
Okay. Okay. So here's the deal. We're doing this thing today where, like, basically we didn't have enough time to get research done on the thing we were going to record today. So we're calling friends and listeners and basically asking one question. Now, Ian, I know you question things, so just play along. If the Almighty comes down from heaven and says, Ian, you have to pick one artist to listen to for the rest of your life, who are you going to pick?
Oh, that's easy. Humble babbly sibbly boobly, humble babbly sibbly bop. It is the greatest frontman of all time, David Lee Roth.
That's nice.
So in any form, Van Halen, Dave Solo, I want to hear God's voice, and that's David Lee Roth.
I'm going to tell you this right now. One of our writers we called in Australia, and he picked Van Halen, and he specifically picked Top of the World by Van Hagar.
Oh!
Right, because the way we broke it down for him was that, you know, you can pick Van Halen, you'll get all eras of Van Halen. If you pick David Lee Roth, you get the David Lee Roth era of Van Halen and anything he's done solo. If you pick Sammy Hagar, you get Van Hagar and anything Sammy's done solo, and he went with Sammy.
Oh, well, now I got to fucking fly down to fucking Australia and straighten his ass out. I don't know. I haven't had a Foster's in a while. It must be stronger now.
That's good.
Either that or you have no taste.
Oh, man. Okay, so to take it one step further, you have to pick one song to represent your pick. What song are you picking?
Oh, I would say Romeo Delight.
Nice.
Excellent choice.
I ain't leaving. We're in for a very long night. Heard a vicious rumor from your mama's tongue. You a desperate woman, need a man with a gun. High crime zone in the city of lights. Say the please.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's happening tonight, guys?
Oh, nothing. We're just hanging out making some phone calls. What are you doing?
Getting dinner ready for the family.
Nice.
Cool, man. Nice to finally talk to you. Thanks for being a listener.
Oh, yeah. Huge fan. Cool. Listen all the time.
Awesome. So, Aaron, go ahead and explain what we're doing.
Okay, what we're doing today is we're calling around to some of our friends and listeners and just people that we know are rock and rollers, and we're asking one question, and I got to know, are you ready for the question?
I'm ready.
All right. If the almighty power came down from above and said, you, Brian, may only listen to one band or artist for the rest of your days, who would you choose?
Just one.
Just one.
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden,
really?
Nice.
That's two people that have picked Iron Maiden today.
Yeah.
Two Iron Maidens.
Iron Maiden. My first show was, I went to see Twisted Sister opening for Iron Maiden. I had no idea who they really even were, and
yeah,
it changed everything.
No,
nice. For sure, Iron Maiden.
All right, cool, man. That's a great pick. You know, cool. You can't go wrong with Iron Maiden. Now, if we're going to play a song today, which one would you choose?
It has to be something about Power Slave.
Yeah, that's a great album.
How about Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner?
I was just going to say, don't pick Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, because otherwise we have to end the show now.
Yeah, pick up half the show.
Sorry, everybody else.
I think the title track does a good job.
Heck yeah, man.
All right, well, we'll get it on for you. Thanks so much, man.
All right, cool. Rock on, guys.
Thanks, man.
Into the abyss. We'll be right back.
Day TV.
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, listen, what we're doing today is we're calling some of our friends and fellow rock and rollers and posing a very important question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. If the almighty power come down from above tomorrow and said you, JTB, may only listen to one band or artist for the rest of your days, who would you choose?
One?
It's tough. Well, you got to think about it like this. This is the way we broke it down. Like, if we're looking at Van Halen, if you choose Van Halen, you get everything that ever was called Van Halen. You get David Lee Roth, you get Van Hagar, you get Van Sharon. You get it all. But if you pick Dave, but if you pick Dave, then you get all the Van Halen era Dave, and then also all his solo stuff. So you get it how it works. So you can pick a band or an artist and get everything they ever recorded.
One artist.
Yeah.
Does that be hard rock?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is the Decibel Geek podcast.
Okay.
Rocking enough. We got some Beatles picks already.
I guess I'd have to say the David Lee Roth Van Halen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got to take Sammy too?
Well, no, because if you take David Lee Roth, then you get David Lee Roth Van Halen and all his solo stuff.
Oh.
No Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
So you're going with Dave?
I don't know. The rest of my life, I don't ever want to hear David Lee Roth the rest of my life. I mean, I like him and all, but...
You can change your pick. You haven't picked totally yet.
If you go with Van Halen, you get it all, even Van Halen 3.
I think I'm going to go with Elvis, man.
Okay, what is Elvis's heaviest song?
Promised Land.
Are we playing Elvis today on the Decibel
Geek
podcast?
This is loosey-goosey.
Play Promised Land. It slams.
Okay.
Killer bass line. Yeah, rocks.
All right. Power to the people.
Later
here is
Bad Elvis, but he's rocking.
Nice.
Bad Elvis rocking.
All right, brother. We'll get it on for you. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Bye.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and I won't let the poor boy down. Hey.
Good day.
Hey, Mitch, how are you?
What's up, Mitch?
Hey, who am I talking to? Who do I got today?
You got Chris both of us today.
So you got got so many phone calls coming in, you can't even keep track of who's calling you anymore.
I have no idea who calls anymore. I mean, just in the last couple of days, I've had, who's called me in the last couple of days? J.J. French, Steven Adler, Russ Dwarf.
Okay, so what we're doing, this is only going to take a couple of minutes of your time. We just came up with this idea because we weren't really prepared for what we were going to record today. So we thought we would call our friends and listeners and ask them if the Almighty comes down and says, Mitch, you have one band or artist that you have to listen to for the rest of your entire life. Which one are you going to pick?
Metallica.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You take Metallica over Kiss? I just assumed that you would pick Kiss.
Well, no, I would definitely pick Metallica just because, you know, when you listen back to the Kiss canon or you know, their history.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it so many times that it doesn't excite me as much as it should. And the more I've gotten into Kiss and the more I've realized that most of the albums aren't Kiss. I mean, it's Alan Schwarzberg, it's Jean Beauvoir, it's Anton Figg. A lot of the albums really aren't Kiss. And Metallica has always been Metallica. And so I think I'd be better off. Plus, if you're only got one album and you're down in the dumps, I think Creeping Death or Master of Puppets will kick you in the tuchus much more than Crazy Crazy Nights or Reason to Live would.
I like that album and that song, but it's a fair point.
Yeah.
I love that album and that song, but I just think that, you know, as Paul would say, if you're down in the dumps and you need something to pick you up,
it's James
Hetfield. Unfortunately, I don't think Bang Bang You is the go-to song.
Now, that'll put you further in the dumps.
Right.
So taking it one step further, you got to pick one Metallica song. Which one would you pick?
Oh, Creeping Death.
Right on.
Awesome. Well, get well soon, my friend, and take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mitch.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Aaron, what are you doing, man?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging out recording the Decibel Geek podcast. Chris is here, too.
Hey, bud.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. We're great, man. How you doing?
We're good. We're just watching a movie here.
Right on. Well, we'll just take a quick moment of your time. What we're doing today is we're calling our friends and some of our listeners and, you know, people we know are rock and rollers, and we're asking them a real important question. Are you ready?
Uh-oh. Oh, always.
Okay. Hypothetically. If the almighty power came down tomorrow and said you, Ryan Cook, may only listen to one band or artist for the rest of your days, who would you choose?
It would have to be Kiss.
Nice.
Somebody finally picked Kiss.
I knew it. That's what we had to do. It's like, all right, we've got a lot of pretty good picks so far, but who can we call that we know is going to pick Kiss? Ryan Cook.
That's just got to be me.
That is too funny.
I'm the Kiss guy.
It's just a small part of the reason why we love you so much, man.
Awesome. Likewise. You guys been good?
Yeah, we're doing real good.
So we got to take it one step further, though. What one song do you think represents them the best?
Oh, God. Let's see.
See, the first question was easy.
Yeah.
You know what, man? I'll tell you what. You know what is one of my favorite moments they ever did, and it's not even a song as much as it's part of a song, is during on Kiss Alive 1,
mm-hmm.
during 100,000 Years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're doing the drum solo, right?
Right.
And you remember Paul's rap in the middle?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The whole big drawn-out rap. You know, the whole thing was, you know, and being a drum solo and stuff and like that. Honestly, not always my favorite moments in the show, but that one was really good. But the whole thing that gets me about them, I just listened to it the other day. It came on my iPod. Man, his whole rap in the middle, when he's talking to the crowd, and you can hear everybody building up, and then at the end, when he goes, stand up for what you believe in. Come on, get up, that whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just awesome. That whole thing, do you feel right? He's doing that thing.
Yeah.
That whole middle part, man, to me, is just like embodies them perfectly. Because you can just picture it. And if you heard it in 75 or you hear it today, it is just still so awesome. And that, more than any song to me, just knocks it out. Because it's them. It's live. Yeah, was it fixed? Of course it was. But who cares? You get the idea.
Right.
For years, no one thought if it was fixed. No one gave a shit. But that whole middle part of him doing his rap and just killing it, and it's just my, it's one of my favorite Kiss things ever.
Batch one.
All right, so far so good. You know, we started out, we heard from Jeff the Crippler Daniels, who's a good friend of mine. If you guys want to check out some of Jeff's stuff, go to YouTube and look up Jeff Daniels NWA, and it's going to bring up a whole shitload of matches this guy's had, and you're going to see how good this guy was. You know,
yeah.
Sad, I know this guy. I love him. It's sad he's retired.
I'm surprised he picked Nirvana. You never even think a professional wrestler picked Nirvana.
You know, and the reason I called Jeff is because I figured, I assumed that, you know, he'd pick Kiss or Motley Crue or Metallica or something like that, but you know, the power is in the hands of the people, and I'm sure not going to tell the Crippler not to play Nirvana.
Yeah, you heard Kiss there from Ryan Cook, and it won't be the last time you hear him today.
No.
On there was Andrew Jacobs. He just started up a really cool thing called Podcasts Are the Best, and
they sure are.
We're going to be interviewed among other really cool podcasters for that in the future, so be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, I'm really interested in seeing how that all turns out. Should be very cool.
Also, Warren Money, who writes for the site.
Jack, the Thunder from Down Under.
Jack Broad, listener to the show. Billy Hardaway. Ian Wiley, Rockin' Metal Combat. Boy, is he a trip.
Yeah.
Brian Ingridson, listener to the show. JTB. Mitch LaFon, who you all know. And, of course, closing it out, Ryan Cook. So
we had to call Ryan because at this point, we hadn't heard any Kiss. And we're thinking, wait a minute, there's something not right here. But we've got a good mix so far. We've heard Nirvana, the Beatles, Van Halen. More Beatles, Iron Maiden, Van Halen, more Iron Maiden, even some Elvis Presley.
That's
on
right.
The Decibel Geek podcast.
That's a first.
And it wasn't bad.
It's good.
And Mitch LaFon didn't pick Kiss.
No.
He picked Metallica. So when he didn't pick Kiss, then we called Ryan Cook because we knew he would.
So now we go into the second batch of calls, and in this batch, you're going to hear from Bill Wang, who is a real character.
Man, I love that guy. The whole Wang family. Yes. Love them all.
Joe Polo from Podcast Rock City. You're going to hear a person named Nicholas, and we'll leave that as a surprise.
You'll enjoy that.
Victor Ruiz of Mars Attacks, Ben Mitchell, listener to the show, Trevor McDougal, listener to the show. Closing out the podcasters that we talked to, Rock Valancourt of Radioactive Metal, we will call. And then a real shocker.
Well,
why don't we come back for that
okay.
and we'll close
yeah,
out the
we'll,
show with
we'll,
that call.
We'll tell the story about that before we get out of here. So here's the next batch on Rock and Rolodex. Enjoy.
Bill Wang here.
Wangster. Nice
choice. What's up, bud?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Just kicking back, enjoying my Sunday before a work week.
Cool.
Nice.
All right, so here's the deal. We just decided to randomly call people today and with one question. If the Almighty comes down from above and says, Bill Wang, you have to pick one artist or band to listen to for the rest of your life, who are you going to pick?
Rush.
Yeah? And why? Well,
is that Aaron? Is that Aaron in the
yeah,
background?
No, I'm here too. Yeah, man.
What's up, brother? Yeah, man. You know what? Kiss is my favorite band. But if you put it in that context, being on a desert island, I'm going to fucking pick Rush. I'm sorry. I'm going to do it.
Nice. Hey, nothing wrong with Rush.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to say Rush. Yeah.
Nice. So then today for our listeners, you know, if you have one song to prove that point, what Rush song would it be that we're going to play for them all today?
Sickness X1.
All right. There cool. you go.
One more question for you, Bill.
Yeah.
Have you found Vinnie Vincent yet?
No, man. No, I'm still looking for that son of a bee, man. You know, I've been trying. Oh my God. No, to answer your question, no, I'm not. But I'm trying.
The search continues. Nice.
Awesome. Okay, and a little plug for your page. What's your Facebook page?
Kiss Metal and Hard Rock.
It's an awesome Facebook page. I love the posts, all the people that are involved on that page, always putting cool stuff up. Definitely worth checking out.
Oh, man, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You guys rock. Decibel Geeks, Bill Wang's family, Mrs. Wang, and like I always say, lovable little Bill Wang Jr. loves it.
Nice. I was going to say, our regards to the Bill Wang family, even little Bill Wang Jr.
Yeah, little Bill Wang Jr. loves you guys, and Mrs. Jean Elizabeth Wang loves y'all too. So thank you so much, guys.
All right,
awesome,
brother.
Man.
I'll let you get back to searching for Vinny, and you have a good night.
All right, bro. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bill. What's up, Joe?
How are you guys?
All right. What we're doing today is we're calling up some of our friends, listeners, and just, you know, even fellow podcasters. We're both big fan of your show, Podcast Rock City.
Thank you very much. We love it.
And what we want to do today is pose to you a very important hypothetical question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Joe. If the almighty power came down tomorrow and said to you, Joe, you may only listen to one band or artist for the rest of your days, who would you choose?
You know, most people would think that I would say Kiss.
Right.
So, you know, and there's like 10 different names running through my head that I probably couldn't live without.
Yeah.
But I guess definitely it would be Kiss.
All right.
That's a good choice.
I mean, I agree. You can't go wrong with Kiss, right?
Yeah, there's so many different models. You know, you've got the Dynasty era, you know, which sounds one way. You've got Alive, it sounds another way. You've got, you know, the Elder stuff. You've got Unmasked. You've got the, you know, Crazy Nights. You've got Asylum. So many different, no matter what you're in the mood for, Creatures. If you want something heavy, you can have it. If you want something poppy, you can have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cover the spectrum, so I think that would be the route that I would go.
It's like Kiss. You get like 50 different awesome bands all in one.
No, it's true.
If you look at it that way. But remember, Joe, you have to pick one lineup and only like one lineup.
Not me, baby.
Nice. That's why we like your show.
Yeah, you are one of the most positive forces in KISS podcasting, and we thank you for that.
Thank you Indeed. Very much. I appreciate it. I love you guys, too.
Thanks, brother. So if we're going to go one step further with that, what is if you want us to spin one song by KISS, which one do you want us to spin?
Oh, hell.
Or Hallelujah?
No.
Or High Water.
No, that's a good. This is, let's see. I would say one song by KISS, it would have to be Creatures of the Night.
Awesome.
Excellent choice. Vinnie Vincenera, of course.
Yes.
All right, Joe. Well, you have a good night, and thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thank you, guys. Keep it up. I love you guys' show.
Awesome. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Joe.
Talk to you soon. Howard?
Nope.
Oh, sorry, I have the wrong number.
Hey, who is this?
Nicholas.
Hey, Nicholas. My name is Aaron. We're from the Decibel Geek podcast. It's a podcast all about hard rock and heavy metal. And we're calling people today to ask a very important question. And what we were wondering is if the almighty power came down tomorrow and said you could only choose one band or artist to listen to for the rest of your life, who would you choose?
I would say Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. All right, that's cool. You know, have you ever, I mean, I know we've dialed the wrong number, but have you ever heard of the Decibel Geek podcast?
No, I have not.
Okay, cool. Well, you're going to be on it if you don't mind.
Sure.
Awesome, man. We appreciate it. And you can check us out at decibelgeek.com and keep watching in the next couple of weeks. Now, we're going to play a Pearl Jam song. So what song best, you know, encompasses what you feel proves that they're the greatest band of all time?
Probably Black.
All right, man. That sounds good. Hey, we appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Check us out. You're going to be on the show.
All right, great.
All right, thanks, man.
Still, oh, vibrant.
recording session.
So laid back and fun.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Vic?
Not too much. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We're having some fun tonight.
Oh, boy. The liquor's flowing?
No, man. I'm back on the wagon. My wife has forbade me from drinking Jack Daniels anymore. It's become up there with, like, marriage breakers, like cheating. It's like cheating Jack Daniels, you know, stealing money from the family.
Liking the Bears.
Liking the Bears. That. Exactly. Yeah. Grounds for divorce. Jack Daniels is on that list now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Did you hear last week's episode?
Not yet.
Oh.
It's one for the book.
Yeah. You'll enjoy that. It was loose, to say the least.
All right. So here's what's going on. We're calling friends, listeners, other podcasters, and with just a little hypothetical question. If the Almighty comes down today and says you have one band or artist you can listen to for the rest of your life, which one are you going to pick?
Boy, oh boy. I mean, I could take the douchebag Ozzy Osbourne move here and say, well, I'll only listen to my own music the rest of my life, which no one would know what the fuck I'd be talking about.
And we're going to spin a song, so you're making it really difficult for us.
You'll have to send us some of your secret work so we can play it.
unless you guys want to have cats howling and wolves, mountain lions, and shit up in the Smoky Mountains or whatever, I think we shouldn't broach that situation. But I mean, it's gonna be an obvious response. I mean, if you look at it, or if I look at it, up until about from what, 77 to 83, there was really only one band who still is my favorite band. And as I posted on Facebook the other day, I had someone drop me a line and say, hey, remember when we were kids and you used to like Kiss? Yeah, that really hasn't changed all that much. So it would have to be Kiss.
Nice.
We're turning into a Kiss-themed episode.
That's okay. I don't mind that.
We've had Kiss,
that's
Rush.
That's what I figured.
Kiss and Rush and the Beatles.
David Lee Roth.
Sammy Hagar. Okay. So to take that one step further, Victor, what one song would you want to play?
What do you think? You're on my show, and you got Mitch LaFon on the other side, and you have some type of pre-made list. You're trying to get me off the cuff here just to pull something out.
We're just having fun, you know. Just the song that proves your point that Kiss is the greatest of all time.
It's okay if you want to play Boomerang. Promise. Really.
No, I'm surprised you didn't say Hell or High Water.
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
For me, the one song that is always connected lyric wise and just it has everything that I would want out of Kiss and out of any band, desperation, a just emotion pouring out and just getting you to follow something and believe in something, Creatures of the Night.
That one's already been picked. You got to go with something else.
Wow.
Bastards.
They stole my pick. Wow, man, that's pretty wild. Two picks of Creatures of the Night.
It's a testament to that song.
Okay, so what's your backup then, since somebody that one's already off the board?
Since Chris has already gone with Not for the Innocent on every other show he's appeared on.
It's a great song.
Can't be that. Can I pick something off of Peter Criss's solo album?
Sure.
I'm not gonna.
We appreciate that.
Shit. All Hell's Breaking Loose.
That's a good one. Good pick. I like that.
And, you know, after all these years, I am still cool and I am the breeze.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Thanks for doing this for us. We appreciate it, man.
No problem at all. Thanks for including me.
All right, see ya.
Later, Victor.
down the street minding my own business. Now he looks me up and he looks me down and he says, hey man, what be this and what be that? And why you gotta look like that? Well, I just looked at him, I kind of laughed. I said, hey man, I am cool, I am the breeze.
Hello.
Hey, this is the Decibel Geek Podcast. Are we reaching Ben Mitchell?
Yes, we are.
Is this Aaron? Yeah, man, it's Aaron. What's up, Ben?
Not much. I'm just in my basement, and I'm practicing bass for my upcoming gig. But I was looking at Facebook, and I saw that you guys were putting out a call, so
nice,
I thought it'd
man.
Be cool to talk to you guys.
Yeah, hey, man, it's Chris. Good to meet you.
Hey, Chris.
So what we're doing today is we're calling our friends, we're calling people, listeners, people we know are rock and rollers, and we're asking a very important hypothetical question. Ben, are you ready?
I hope so. What
all
you got?
All right, here it is. If the almighty power came down tomorrow and said to you, Ben, you may only choose one band or artist to listen to for the rest of your days, who would you choose?
Aaron, are you kidding me?
Hey, I'm just asking.
Look, if you could see my basement right now, I mean, I've got all this Kiss paraphernalia and Kiss posters, Kiss action figures. I'm going to say Kiss.
So Motley Crue, right? Oh, okay.
Well, that's funny you say that, Chris. I just finished reading Motley Crue, The Dirt.
It's a great book.
And, yeah, it's like fascinating, but my gosh, I don't think I'd like to hang out with those guys.
No,
probably not. Maybe Mick.
Probably not. Yeah, Mick, he seems like, you know, a little bit chill, a little bit lower key than the rest of the guys. But Tommy I just can't imagine hanging out with those guys. That'd be crazy.
You'd never be the same.
So so Kiss is your choice. So the next question is, what song would you want us to play by Kiss?
I've listened to all the podcast, you know, reviewing all the albums. And when it comes to Revenge, nobody really likes Take It Off, but I think that is a bitchin' song, and I think Paul's vocals, I mean, I just love that song. So
I do too.
It's kind of a deep cut, and yeah, I'd say Take It Off on Revenge.
Nice. Great
Excellent.
Pick.
Well, we're going to get that on for you when this episode comes out. Thanks so much for taking the time, man.
Hey, I appreciate you guys calling, and it's nice to talk to you guys, and I just want to give a shout-out to all the other podcasts I listen to, you know, Podcast and The Kiss Room, Mark Striegel and Mars Attacks and Michael Butler and Mitch LaFon and Three Sides of the Coin, History Science Theater, Jody Have Not, and Strange Ways, and Podcast Rock City and Danko Jones and Eddie Trunk and
nice.
Rock and or Roll.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. We've even got a couple of them people to answer the phone for us tonight.
Yeah,
can you believe it?
Yeah, some of those people you'll
be hearing. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you. Bye.
Hello.
Hey, is this Trevor McDougal?
Yes, it is.
What's up, man? It's the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, man. I got Chris here with me, too.
Hey, Trevor. How are you? Good to talk to you, man.
You too.
What are you doing?
Right now, actually, I'm just sitting on my big backside watching The Simpsons.
Nice. Well, listen, what we're doing tonight is we're basically skipping out on our homework and trying to take the night off, but we thought we'd have some fun and make some phone calls to people that we like and we know are rock and rollers and ask them a very important question. Are you ready?
Sure, why not?
All right. Trevor, now, if the almighty power came down tomorrow and said you, Trevor McDougal, may only listen to one band or artist for the rest of your days, who would you choose?
Oh, without a doubt, it would be Kiss.
This really is turning into a Kiss episode, isn't it? Boy, you're not the first. You're not the first.
No, you're not.
Oh, that's good.
Nice. Okay, so that's pretty easy for you. Now, if you had to choose a song to prove that point that Kiss is the greatest band of all time, and we're going to play that song here today, what song would it be?
I'd have to say Unholy.
Nice.
Excellent choice. I was filthy, the ages, drinks next to the cages. I have seen you eat your own. Hey, Rock.
What's up, Rock?
How's it going?
Good. How are you been?
I'm good.
Cool.
Good. Was working on the episode 351 right now.
Jeez. Radioactive metal.
Yep.
Okay, so we're doing this thing with like friends of the show and other podcasters. It's just a hypothetical question. If God comes down and says, Rock, you have one band or artist that you can listen to for the rest of your days, which one are you going to pick?
Kiss.
Everyone's picking Kiss.
That's about four in a row now for Kiss. I guess they truly are the greatest band of all
time. You know, they're the first band I ever got into back in 79, you know, when I was a kid. And they're the constant, you know, for me. So
you were one of the kids that latched on during their most commercial phase.
Yeah, but well, my first album was Destroyer, actually, in 79. And then right after my sister got it for me for my birthday, Dynasty came out, and then I Was Made for Loving You and all that stuff started coming out. So, yeah.
Right on. So then for today, what we're doing is we're going to pick a song from Kiss, you know, to represent and show why they're the greatest band of all time. So what song would that be?
Let Me Go Rock and Roll from Alive.
Oh, man.
Excellent
choice.
That's
oh, yeah.
My favorite.
All right, man. Well, we'll get that on, and thanks again for the time.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one.
Okay.
So that was a little bit more Kiss heavy on that segment.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, you heard from Bill Wang with Rush, Cygnus X1, and yes, it's a clip show because I'm not playing 28 minutes of that. Joe Polo of Podcast Rock City, Nicholas from The Wrong Number, who Aaron, I was blown away that Aaron did that. We're just going to hang up, and Aaron's like, no.
Why not, you know?
Yeah.
We might have a new fan.
Yeah, we might. Hopefully you tuned in.
Tune in. Stick around, Nicholas. All kinds of cool rock and roll here on the Decibel Geek Podcast.
That's right.
And you got your name and your voice.
Yeah. And Victor from Mars Attacks, no stranger to the show. Ben Mitchell, great listener. Trevor McDougall, great listener. Rock Valancourt of Radioactive Metal. And here we are to our final call and our real celebrity guest.
Well, before we get to that, I'd just like to say, you know, in the first segment, we talked about how nobody was picking Kiss, and we were kind of surprised by that. So we got Ryan Cook to pick Kiss.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was all Kiss, Kiss, Kiss after that. So we know who you guys love, and, you know, we're the Decibel Geek Podcast. We love Kiss, too. So this has been a pretty heavy Kiss episode, which doesn't really surprise me when we're putting the power in the hands of the people.
Sure.
So before we get to our last call, I want to remind everybody that we've got some great stuff going on at decibelgeek.com. We've got amazing writers from all over the world kicking out amazing articles all the time. And, you know, it's not just Chris and I here doing the podcast. No. You know, that's all. This is just a small part of it, it seems, sometimes. Because it's almost like the writers kind of are more popular than us sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know? Yeah. It's cool, though.
They get out to more shows than we do.
That's damn true, you know? And so it all works out. But we're all one big team here.
That's right.
So we're all working together to do something good.
We're a happy, dysfunctional family.
Right. So show them guys support at decibelgeek.com. Hell, while you're there, you want to show us a little support, you want to help us out, click that donate button, throw us a little something. You don't have to, but if you want to be nice, we sure appreciate it, and we'll definitely give you props on upcoming episodes.
Totally.
You want to get something for your money? Hey, nothing wrong with that. We all do. You want to get something good, get a Decibel Geek t-shirt, and that's the place to do it. T-shirts, mugs, blankets for your bed, curtains for your walls. I mean, whatever you need.
We sold two t-shirts this week.
Nice. Yeah. See, the world is getting a little more fashionable as we go.
If you've bought a t-shirt from us, take a picture of yourself in it and send it to us. We want to get that out there.
Yeah. You know, and I always used to like what Metal Sludge did, how they do the captures. You know,
if you
can get yourself around somebody rock and roll and cool wearing your Decibel Geek shirt, man, we'll slap your picture right up in the middle of the website.
Yeah, Sebastian Bach won't hit you in the face for wearing it. I don't think.
I hope not.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, that's where it's at. We're on iTunes. You know, every single week. You know, sometimes you wake up on a Monday morning and you open up your iTunes and we're not there. That's terrible. I hate to see that happen to anybody. Right, but if you subscribe, you're never going to miss it. So as soon as this is available, your iPhone or whatever is going to beep, beep, and you're going to look and be like, yeah, there it is. Finally, it's about time, those slackers. But you're subscribed, so as soon as it's available to you. That's the way to do it. And while you're at iTunes, you really want to do us a solid. Man, leave us a review. That means a lot. You know, give us those 5 stars that we love so much.
Please.
iTunes looks at us and says, hey, look at that, hard rock and heavy metal.
Yep.
Looking good.
It helps a lot. So,
heck yeah.
So let's get to the unlikely guest of honor. This is weird because, like, we'd gotten a lot of good calls, as you've already heard tonight. And then it was like, well, let me look through who's on Facebook, on the Messenger.
Right.
And just as a joke, I friended Chip Zanuff on Facebook like a year ago, but I've never said a word to the man.
Right.
And I was just joking. I'm like, hey, Aaron, Chip Zanuff's online right now.
And I
like,
said, send him a message.
And I was never thinking he was going to say yes or anything. And I sent him a thing saying, hey, we're doing this quick thing for our show. It won't take more than 2 minutes of your time. Let me know if you're interested. And he goes, sure, here's my phone number.
And he just shot his phone number. We called him, and he was there in California doing shows, and he was showing up at the venue, and he says, hey, guys, you know, let me call you. Call me back in 10 minutes. I just showed up at the venue. And we're like, wow, you know, either we're going to get to talk to Chips Enough, or we just got blown off by Chips Enough, you know. And sure shit, 10 minutes later, we call him back. He answers up, and he talks to us.
Yeah, we have a little mini conversation with him, and we get his pick.
Heck yeah. So rounding out today, Rock and Roll Rolodex. Yeah, he's in our Rolodex. Well, he is now.
He is now.
What a cool guy, though, to let us just talk to him out of the blue like that as he's getting ready for his show.
It was a great capper to a fun night of recording.
Heck yeah. So if Enough's Enough's in your town, man, get out there and support them. They're a great band.
Yes.
And as you're going to see, Chips Enough is a cool-ass dude, man. He just gave us his phone number, said, yeah, guys, call me.
Super nice guy. So
cool.
Here's our call with Chip and his pick, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Okay, guys.
Hey, man. How's the road treating you?
Not bad. You know, it's not. I'm not on a tour bus here. Usually, we're on the Oscar Mayer Wiener wagon doing our thing, but this time's a little different. And it's flying and vans all the way around the country, but it's mostly West Coast stuff. So,
right,
Portland, Seattle, LA. All the shows have been well attended so far.
Nice. Awesome. You guys just played at the Whiskey the other night, right?
Fucking fantastic. But all the rock stars came out to see us, catching Cinderella, Guns N' Roses.
Hell yeah.
It's just a nice little scene.
Awesome, man. Well, we don't want to take up too much of your time tonight, but we'd love to have you on sometime for a full episode to talk to you. But what we're doing tonight is we're calling our friends and some of our family and stuff, and we're asking a real important question. And we want to ask it to you because we really we love Enough's Enough around here.
Absolutely.
And you know, we want to find out your opinion. So here's the question, Chip. If the almighty power came down from above tomorrow and said, you, Chip's Enough, may only listen to one band or artist for the rest of your days, who would you choose?
Well, that's a good question because there's so many bands that trip my trigger.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to stuff from, you know, mostly English.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and Queen and the Beatles and Bowie. Mata Hoople, it's a potpourri of bands. It's so difficult, but I had to pick right off the top of my head. Rest of my life, only one band I can listen to. Yeah, it'd probably be the Beatles.
Awesome. Yeah, see, that's a reoccurring thing. We got a lot of votes for the Beatles and a lot of votes for Kiss tonight. And what we're going to do is we're going to let you pick a song for us to play by the Beatles to let everybody know why you think they're the greatest band of all time.
Well, the two of the greatest songwriters of all time, Lennon and McCartney, that's for sure. And let's face it, George Harrison and Ringo Starr both contributed just as well.
Yeah.
One of the greatest composers, though, of our era, that's for sure, when it comes to rock music. I'm going to pick something off the White Album.
Cool.
I'm going to go with Dear Prudence because for years we had that Dear Prudence was in the Enough's Enough shows.
Yeah.
And Derek Frigo actually thought that we wrote Dear Prudence.
Really?
No idea.
Oh, wow.
Aerosmith. He loved Alan Holdsworth and he loved Aerosmith and Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really listening to a lot of Beatles when he was younger. His father, of course, the late, great Johnny Frigo, world acclaimed violinist, played with Count Basie and Billie Holiday.
Yeah.
So Derek wasn't weaned on Beatles until he joined Enough's Enough. But that's what I'm going to go with Beatles. If it wasn't the Beatles, it would be Queen. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah? Nice. All right, Chip, man. Have fun tonight and kick some ass. And we really appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us.
Great talking with you guys for a couple seconds, and I wish you well, and I'll see you on tour in June on the Bang Your Head tour with Quiet Riot, Great White, LA Guns, and Enough's Enough.
Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? Beat the brand new day. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.